Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Crude oil prices have gone up since Israel and Iran began attacking each other last week. Wall Street futures are in the green right now. But the markets took a dive on Friday. Joining us now to talk about all of this, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money, presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, good morning. This new conflict in the Middle East and our wallets, what's your prediction here?
Oh, boy. You know, I don't like to make predictions because then you can pull this tape and make me look silly.
Also, we're never going to do that.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It is so hard, right? Because I can paint a case for like a good thing and a bad thing. So what we just need to be prepared for is a volatile ride. And so we saw that on Friday, right? I mean, you wake up, it's scary. This is what happens when there's geopolitical action, where there's actually military intervention. You probably recall this from when Russia invaded Ukraine. Now, a few big differences from that period. We did see energy prices spike in that moment when Ukraine was invaded. But remember that we were in a very different inflationary environment. So even though we saw oil prices across the world go up by 7 or 8% last weekend, I got to tell you, gang, I just looked this up. Crude oil is still, even with that rise, is still down 1% from a year ago. So we're sort of in a different environment in terms of the overall inflation rate. And stocks, even though, as you said, you know, they went down on Friday. People are very nervous about these kinds of uncertain global events. We're still within 3% of all-time highs in the stock market. So, you know, the big issue, I think, in the conflict here in the Middle East is we'll be keeping an eye on energy markets. We're going to keep an eye to see whether Iran tries to block the Strait of Hormuz. That is a big bottleneck area where about a quarter of all seaborne global oil supplies pass. And that could clearly change the direction of oil prices. We could see that move higher. We'll watch supply chains, those kinds of things. But these are early days. Obviously, we're most concerned with what's going on the ground. But the economic ripple effects right now, I'm saying this minute, don't appear to be rattling investors too much.
Elsewhere, Jill, we've got a big Fed meeting that starts tomorrow. Are we going to see any changes in interest rates?
I don't think so. And I think that this conflict really does highlight why the Fed is in this wait and see moment where so much information comes out day to day. But, you know, for the last couple of weeks, Fed officials have said they can afford to take a wait and see approach. I think that we'll listen to the press conference after. We'll listen to the press conference after the announcement. And I think that Chair Powell's going to underscore that there's uncertainty from tariffs, now this war in the Middle East, and that he's emphasized that they can be patient, the Fed, because so far the economy has been able to both create jobs and the inflation rate has remained stable. So they're going to take this wait and see approach. That means we are stuck at this 4.25% to 4.5%. Gang, I know this stinks. You want to go out and borrow money for a car, it's 8%. If you've got a credit card balance, it's more than 21%. Mortgage rates are hovering near 7%. It's not going to change at least until maybe this summer and even in the fall. We just have to wait to see which way the Fed thinks the economy is moving.
Just got to hold on. All right. Thanks, Jill. That's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger with Jill on Money.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.